One day I was in the bank, and on this occasion, before this particular day I'm talking about, I'd gone to that same bank. The moment I walked in and I went to the customer service, and I was having a conversation with one of the ladies, beautiful ladies. Have you noticed that banks always have beautiful ladies at the customer service? I don't know if it's deliberate, but they're always, you know, with all smiles, beautiful. Don't make you want to stay in the banking hall. And
really now?
Yeah, I mean, that's me being real, and I can't lie. So I was there, and before this particular day I want to talk about, I'd gone there before. And I was all, hey, good afternoon. And the lady's attention was drawn to the sound of my voice. And the next thing she asked, oh, I'm sorry, are you a broadcaster? Do you work on the radio or TV? I said, have you seen me on TV before? Heard me on radio? She said, no, the voice sounds very familiar. So there was this very, you know, receptive atmosphere, you know, just because of the way it sounded. And then, you know, we had a conversation, I made my inquiries, and I left, and that was it. And then some days back, I had to go back to that same bank. And this time is the day I want to tell you what happened. So when I went to the bank, this time I just enter straight in a pigeon. I just changed to pigeon. You people, you give me my money today. And I was very frustrated. So let me tell you what happened. I needed to get fuel for my vehicle at the time. And it was a Friday. And then I remembered I didn't have any cash with me, so I had to resort to that bank because I don't use that particular bank very urgent, I mean, all the time. So I just checked. I said, I don't have cash, but I could get money from this bank. And I checked. I realized that it was a certain amount in that particular account. I went to the ATM and I withdrew the amount. And then the ATM did vroom, 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 vroom. And did not pay me. I was standing there like, you know, what's going on here? And then he ejected my card. And then I was debited. I tried again, he said insufficient fund because I had already withdrew all what, I mean, I had in that account. What's going on here? And then it was getting to about, you know, a few minutes to four when the bank would close. And then I told the security, you know what? I need to get in there. He said, no, we've closed already. They're not allowing customers in again. I said, no. You don't understand. My car is parked on the road. My fuel is done. I need to get fuel and I'm trying to withdraw. And this is what happened. And the guy was just rude to me. He was just like, you know, I mean, I don't know, guy. I don't understand what you're saying. You know how to get sound? Because I didn't speak English. I just switched to pidgin straight and I created a scene. And then I told him I'm going into the bank. And then, you know, the guy lose guard. I go into the bank. I said, I want to see the manager. And these ladies were surprised and looking at me like, hey, I mean, it's not the same guy that came the other day was speaking English and all. I say, it's when situations are hot, there's some things you can't say in English. You cannot be angry and say, are you, no, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? What's wrong with you? No. Could it work in Nigeria setting? You might need to change it to your dialect. You know, but somehow after that day, I felt bad. But, you know, I had to resort to that just to get my situation attended to. How many more people have been in that kind of situation where you try to do the right thing? You try to act sanely in the streets or in the bank or in the place, but it looks as if they have to push you to the wall until you show the madness and then they get to attend to you. I decided to share this today because, you know, today we want to really have a conversation about banking experiences in Lagos, banking hall experiences in Lagos. Welcome, Lagos. This is What's Up Lagos, and we are the Techers.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Okay, welcome. What a story, Collins. What a story. And I'm sure that you're not the only one who, I mean, I have experienced quite a lot of but I don't think I have been in that situation where I had to switch it on. It from, you know, being, I mean, in a bank now, that's been you know, polite to being, you know, Raz and all of that. But I mean, that seemed like the language that a lot of people tend to respond to,
right,
rather than you being polite. And you know, and it doesn't make any sense. Why is it that when you're being polite to someone, when you're being civil to someone, they don't see you, they don't take you seriously. Until you, you know, switch it to the other side, and then you become aggressive towards a person, then they respond to you. It doesn't make any sense, right? But hey, that's what we experience on a daily basis here in Lagos. Do you have your experience also that you want to share? I would think of a certain time that something like that happened, but I'm not sure it happened in a banking hall. But I've had other experiences in the banking hall where that I'm like, come on, we are civil people here. We should be able to, you know, to be polite to each other. We should be able to know what the right thing is and do the right thing, right?
That's
and then when you're in the banking hall, you expect that anybody who comes in there should be civil.
Absolutely.
We just expect that, you know, when you come inside the hall, everything should be orderly.
Yeah.
I mean, they have these officials who stand at strategic places to monitor things happening in the bank.
That's right.
Right? And we expect that when you go into the banking hall, if you had the RAS cap on, you remove the RAS cap and put on the civil cap, or put on the cap that makes you decent and polite. Mm. But you know, it doesn't happen that way, right?
You have to switch.
You have to carry both caps, right? So that you can, when you see someone who is, you know, civil and would act polite to you, you put on the cap that, you know,
makes you
civil and decent and polite.
Yeah.
And then when you see the other person that's, you know, you want to change it for,
you
put on the other cap.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a common experience. And also, there's this mindset. It usually, you know, they rate you based on your bank account balance.
Mm.
You just walk in like that. And they don't know whether that's not your only account. Maybe you just came in and you wanted to say, check my balance, or just, and then they start looking at you, and then they start judging you, or the way you're dressed.
Yeah.
You come in casually. The days, you know, I want to wear shorts. And I mean, just walking there free. You get in there and then they already...
they already judge you by how you look and how you appear. Like,
but the day I wear suits and tie and come in there, good morning, sir. Well done, sir. I'll be like, I don't look as if I give a left hand. If I give a left hand, good morning, sir, what?
Right.
Who's your sir?
But I'm sure Lagos, I'm sure that you want to jump on this particular conversation. It's the feel of Lagos from this hour till 11 a.m. And afterwards, today's Wednesday, Techie Talk would be live from 11 to 12. And also around that techie conversation, we'll be looking at digital banking.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk about that in that hour. But for right now, What's Up Lagos is live. How are you doing? What is going on around your era? You want to tell us your most crazy moment in the banking hall. Feel free to do that as well. As colleagues has shared his.
Yep.
I think I need to do some kind of thinking to remember some of those experiences, because the truth is I haven't really gone into the banking hall to, you know.
You're civil. You're civil.
I try.
I know you'd rather walk away. You just make a point and walk away. I know you.
I
know
you wouldn't.
You hate embarrassment. You hate attention, especially in the wrong, for the wrong reasons.
Yes.
I was saying about the Bino and the Bino in the end. We let it out.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. You want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that too.
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
The phone lines are buzzing off the hook. Lagos will say something this morning. Welcome.
Oh, jamming.
Hello.
Hello, what's up?
Cheers to life.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lay? Chicka, 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 lay, lay. Lay, chicka, 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 lay, 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 guys.
Welcome.
Welcome, indeed. It's been a while.
How are you?
We're fine, thank you.
How is the family?
We thank God. How are you two?
Fine. Ah, thank you. So kind times, you go love the change for kind things. Do you hear me? Hello?
Go ahead, we're here.
Okay, there's one day I went to the bank. That has been long, sir. I go bank, that's what they used to do, withdraw. This is not ATM, that's what they are not doing ATM. And I went to the bank, I want to withdraw my own money that I save. The guy was looking at my passport, was looking at me. I said, God, which way they look my passport? They look my, just give me money where I said. And I said, oh, if they look my photo, that's one way they see. I never get money that time. I don't want no time. Look me now, my niece. I'm the same thing. I said, okay, I'm the same thing. Okay, yeah, look the nose. Look the nose. And he said, nah, I'm the doer now. That's when I suffer a day. The guy laughed. I said, I beg your money. They go, you
look for me. All right, now. Thank you for sharing.
Right.
I think that happened to me also when I went to change my BVM name. So when I did my BVM, I was really quite young.
Yeah.
And
they were looking like Abina, you.
Yeah, like the same person. Okay. You know, then I was quite slim, and now I'm, you know, quite chubby. And
yeah, well, he was our money is showing. We're working. We're working out.
Hello.
We're feeding you.
Oh God!
This is not coming. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chance to life, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Collins, my in-law. Good morning, sir. Andrea, my sister. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is
Igwe Victor.
Welcome.
Glad.
Yeah, I had the experience. In fact, I had that experience on a series of times with lady bankers. Okay. Eventually, I turned out to marry a banker.
Wow.
I had the experience actually in a particular bank very close to where I was doing business. I always went to that bank to do one or two things. There was this particular teller. We were talking, as in we were very close each time I went to the branch to do any transaction. Eventually, they brought two more tellers, two ladies. So when I started doing transactions with the same bank, most the two other ladies like attending to me instead of the other girl. So the girl became very jealous of the fact that those new girls rather want to attend to me. So on one of the occasions, on two occasions, I went, Calista and the other one weren't around. So it was this lady that had to attend to me. I wanted to make bank to bank, that in bank transfer that I needed to fill a form. And it was a huge sum of money that I wanted to do.
Okay.
So while I was doing it, while I filled the form, just because the lady felt it was time for her vendetta that the two other ladies who were attending to me were not around. So she decided to keep me waiting. She was jumping line and was calling people at my back to come and do their transactions. At a point, I didn't know what to do. I went to another person. I felt so frustrated. Like three other days, I went. The same thing happened. So I complained to her in a very civilized way. I tried to tell her, the thing you are doing, I don't like it. She said, okay, it won't repeat again. After some few days, I went back to do transactions. I got so embarrassed that she was asking me, have you filled so column on the form? You need to. She was intimidating me as if I don't know how to read and write again. People were looking at me. I never knew it was the vendetta of the fact that those other ladies who were attending to me were not in office. So at a point, I lost it. I said, what is your problem? What is your problem? Can't you attend to me? Hello?
Yeah, where with you?
So at a point, it was like I created scene and some other people, the manager and some other officials of the bank intervened. And she was fidgeting because she realized what she was in. So at the end of the day, I had my way. It eventually repeated in another bank that eventually another person that attended to me very, very well turned around to be my wife, my beautiful and my respectful and my intelligent wife that I love so much.
What a story. Thank you, man.
Thank you for sharing.
Wow.
Interesting.
How many more people have found their wives or husbands in the bank? Because sometimes people just go, they're going to ask for details. I see they're expecting money. Meanwhile, Imba is just to see the face of that person across the counter. We know. we are aware.
Well, man, what a story. Wow. Shout inspiring. Out to you. Shout out to you. And that's what we've been finding out. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live.
Yeah, Namo CV, yeah.
Welcome.
Just as you have said, Mr. Collins, eh? You see, in Nigeria, when you are doing good man, but it's always good to be speaking this English. Well, that's not my papa language, but it's always good to speak it, you know, to behave nicely when you need. But you see, in Nigeria, sometimes if you never lost time, even babe no go fall in love for you. You understand me?
So,
you see, the truth is that on Sunday, while I was coming home, I was in this bus. I took a bus. So I was in the bus. And the bus was about to go through this traffic light because the traffic light asked us to go in this Ikate. And before you know it, they start coming out. They won't wait. And the guy blocked there. And I was so annoyed. It was one lady that was in my... And I started. I was so annoyed. The guy too came down. Anyway, we created the scene. Yeah, wow. This Sunday. It was so annoying that so many people went to school, but trust me, they are big illiterate.
Welcome back.